Well, I think it's important for you to present. It is, I think one of the things that happens with newer brokers is they give up or they get frustrated with the how long it takes for our, you know, generating leads, our pipeline, and getting deals to the market, and then to close them, and to actually, that's when you make money.
Welcome back to the Apex Business Advisors Podcast. I am your host, Andy Cavanaugh, joined by the president of Apex, Doug Hubler. Doug, we're getting ready to load up our suitcases and board the Pony Express.
Headed to... Yeah, that's right. We're not getting on a plane, are we?
No. I'm going to drive it. We are speaking of, we are heading to the IBBA conference next week.
Mm-hmm. And the M&A Source conference at the same time, kind of piggyback on each other.
They roll around. So it is our industry conference, annual conference. I think they've got a couple smaller ones in the fall and kind of throughout the year. But this is the big one.
This is the big one, right.
This is where all of our franchise counterparts have their annual meeting. So they come in a day or so before. Plenty of learning opportunities that you can take care of for your certification and stuff like that. So,
and this isn't just U.S. This is global. We get people from all over the world coming in for the conference. So it's a great informative networking deal too. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we see a lot of the booth set up, of course, with vendors and suppliers and people like that. So I thought it'd be a good idea maybe to talk a little bit about the IBBA, our involvement in the IBBA, why attending these conferences is important for us, as it helps us to service our clients and customers.
I'm glad you're bringing this up.
And then, you know, kind of just some of the training classes and maybe presentations that may or may not be well thought of, that some presentations that might be either very sparsely attended or jam-packed room.
I don't know. As you're talking about this, we might as well bring it up right now, Andy.
Are you presenting? I'm a presenter.
Professor Henry Cavanaugh.
Thanks for bringing that up. I'll probably be calling myself doctor after this. I do have I don't know what they're called, breakout sessions, or there's a... Let's just talk about the way the conference is structured, and it's similar
to kind of a workshop, isn't it?
Yeah, it's similar to probably most industry conferences, where you've got the big kickoff meeting, everybody's in, you know, you're in a hotel, everybody's in the main conference room, temperature set at a balmy 18 degrees.
Right.
So last year, they always start with the Friday night reception, the kickoff happy hour.
Right. Well attended. Free drinks.
Blow right past the two free drink tickets. And last year, I think, were you there for the kickoff last year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last year they had the bar night was before, and I got in early because I had some things to do in that town few days before. And when I got in, you know, went to the 4 o'clock happy hour, and about 8:30, like a good steward of, I was like, you know, it's time for me to head up. And right as I was getting ready to head up to my room, Valerie and Debbie and Chuck and Ron and a whole slew of Apexers showed up. And I was like, well, it would certainly be rude of me to leave now. Like, hey, guys, welcome to town. I'm out of here. So, you know, so
Become kind of the host at that point.
I did. I pulled a double shift at the happy hour. I pulled the 4 to 8 shift and the 8 to midnight-ish shift. And they started that conference with a drumline last year on that Saturday morning, and I have never been more miserable in my life than when they had the drumline.
It's bringing back memories.
It was bringing back some bad memories.
And that was early.
It was an early start. Yeah, it's an early start. Yeah. And, you know, thankfully, they still had some breakfast out for me. I certainly wasn't going to make the 7 a.m. breakfast. But you start with these conferences, and then they have learning session, workshops, breakout sessions, and I am a presenter in one of those this year. It is aimed at brokers that are in the newer phase of their existence. So some people at the IBBA thought it would be cool to have some peer-to-peer presentations as opposed to, you know, people that are like yourself that are 25 years past being a new broker.
Right.
And so they thought, hey, it'd be interesting to have somebody as a peer-to-peer. Yep. And so to keep with our sports analogy, the title of mine is How to Create Your Own Playbook. And it's really talking about highest and best use of your time as a broker, where you should be spending your time, where you should be looking for help, where you should be looking to automation, to outsourcing.
Some efficiencies.
Right. Yeah, so that you are spending your time being in the place that's you're most needed. Mm-hmm. So that's really kind of the high-level overview of it. Of course, there's multiple shout-outs to the esteemed Doug Hubler that will be as their
are. I will actually be there to listen in on it. I'm going to be auditing your class.
Yes, he's taking notes of everything.
I'll be giving you signals.
Yes. Liar.
False. Time to mention Doug Hubler again.
False. Yeah, you'll just point at your watch about you haven't given me my flowers long enough. It's been too long. So.
Well, I think it's important for you to present. It is, I think one of the things that happens with newer brokers is they give up or they get frustrated with how long it takes for our, generating leads, our pipeline in getting deals to the market and then to close them. And to actually, that's when you make money. So learning from others on some efficiencies that you've developed yourself, I think will be a great benefit for those newer brokers. So good for you.
You know, coming out of these conferences, we always come back better.
Mm-hmm.
You always pick up, my goal always is to pick up three or four new holds, or four new moves that you can implement into your particular practice. And, you know, whether that is phrasing of something, whether it is a trick to become more efficient,
right?
Whether it is just simply a best practice, introduction to a new tool, you know, those types of things. And so, you know, when you think back at the first IBBA conference you attended, do you remember how many people were there?
It was a pretty big group. So this has been going on for quite a number of decades. And the group's gotten large. It kind of shrunk during the financial crisis. But overall, you know, you look at several hundred brokers coming to these. Now, I started over 20 years ago going to these conferences, and I would go, and maybe a couple other brokers would go, and we were getting our certification. And I think we learned through that process, there's so much knowledge out there that we needed to share within our office and tons of best practices. But I think a lot of people didn't feel like it was necessary and that we knew what we were doing and we didn't need anybody to teach us or coach us. So there was a fair amount of resistance because these are not free classes. It's expensive to go to these conferences and to take classes and the workshops and the dinners and the travel expense. So people resisted going to these conferences. And I think just listening to our own sellers, right, our own clients, and we've found some who don't know what's going on in their industry, they don't know what the competition's doing, and that makes for a business that is less marketable, less valuable than somebody who's really connected to their industry and has grown because of their industry and that knowledge and sharing. And I took that to say, why aren't we doing the same thing? And so when I started requiring people to get their certifications, our business just blossomed. And I think it was everybody being on the same page, learning the same thing, going to learn what's somebody doing in Australia? What's somebody doing in California? Outside of our market, and like what you've learned, some efficiencies to improve your business. And once I started requiring people to go, it changed a lot. Now, I tell you, one of the things that happened was I did have to bribe people to go. So when I did that and started paying bonuses for people to get their certification, everybody kind of bought into it. But everybody now that had got it, I think everybody's committed and understands the benefit of going. So I continue to pay the bonus because I want people to go to these annual conferences, continue taking the classes and the workshops and the things that you're going to be teaching. So that's why we did it. And that's why we continue doing it. And I feel like our business is 100% better because we've been doing it.
So while you were talking, I looked it up and the first conference had 50 attendees.
When was that?
It was like in the 90s.
Okay.
Okay. So the first conference had like 50 attendees. Last year, they had over 1,000.
Yeah.
The year before, it was over 700.
Yeah.
So it does it. The industry continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed just in the few that I've gone to is the amount of software and tools and things mm-hmm. like that mm-hmm. have been introduced that are business broker specific.
Right. Right.
I think as far back as even 5 years ago, there were really no business broker specific CRMs. There were really no deal trackers. There were really no, you know, just things
that were a lot of options
that were specific. You had to kind of take a real estate tool
mm-hmm.
and kind of wedge it. You know, it wasn't exactly a square peg round hole, but it might have been round yeah. hole. Oval, you know,
right.
you could kind of get it in there, but it wasn't exactly easy. And so, you know, one of the interesting things for me, just walking through Vendor Row, you know, on top of all of the free stuff that you're getting, that
everybody needs another pen.
You know, listen, I mean, who doesn't love a good triangle highlighter, right? Like, who doesn't just need a nice blue, yellow, pink
right.
Triangle highlighter with the caps that always get lost? Who amongst us? But there is there's one vendor that they always give like these kind of crazy gifts that I always bring back. Like one year they gave socks, last year they gave slippers, and everybody like throws them away. And then I'm rolling around in the office with them. People are like, man, so we're going to see who keeps those. But part of, you know, a lot of times you get through the classes, you get through the full group presentations, and you don't really spend a lot of time on Vendor Row.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not trying to drop business cards in every fishbowl and, you know, go on everybody's email list and call list. But there's a lot of new information and new software and new right. processes that you can find there. So, you know, which those are things that can make us efficient and help us refine our valuation process.
Right.
Getting a business to market faster, marketing it better while it's out there, attracting more buyers, screening more buyers. You know, those are some of the tools and techniques that we're able to find. Well, at these conferences.
Yeah, I mean, there are financing sources there, valuation sources. So, and I think one of the, I'll say, challenges for me, when you all go out and go down Vendor Row, I get the, hey, Doug, have you seen this one? This would be great for our office.
We bring
and
that up
like,
good
oh
ideas.
My God. Well, okay, slow down a little bit. So there's a lot there. And we built our own CRM because I couldn't just take something off the shelf that works for us.
Yeah, because you've had that CRM for, what, 10 years or so?
Well, this one, yeah, probably not that long. But still, I had to build it from a Salesforce application to meet our needs. And every office runs a little differently. So I did it for us. But every other application, Deal Source, you've got data rooms, you've got peer comps or just different things to help us with our business. But those things aren't generally free.
So
I've got to kind of choose, Andy.
You
I can't take them
bring,
all on.
So you don't want me to bring good ideas back.
Yeah, you can bring them back.
All right,
you can bring them back. I like the new ideas.
New Apex
ideas.
Broker rule. Everyone is capped at one new good idea.
One new each.
You can
That's it.
Each have one
yeah.
new great idea that you can present at at that
There's
point,
a, I
Doug
can
will
only
whittle
take,
those
I
down.
I can only take and, so much.
But, you know, I think the there's also the opportunity to connect with, in addition to the formal conference part, the formal classes that are there, there's a ton of learning that goes just in the hallway conversations,
mm-hmm. right.
the happy hour conversations, the dinners, the all the things that kind of go around it in, you know, oh, you guys are doing that. Oh, that's interesting. And this officer, they're doing, you know,
you bet.
X, Y, or Z. And so there's so much that you pick up each time you go. And then part of the stuff that you pick up, it just becomes part of your process. And you don't even remember that you picked it up. But I think it's one of those things where is a little bit like marketing, where we don't know exactly what caused somebody to make that call or to walk through the door, but we just know that if we're not doing it, that's not going to happen. So
right.
even just going there and kind of being in the environment.
Absolutely.
You know, and you know, sometimes people get a little too rah-rah for my taste, you know? So it's kind of like, all right, man, let me just
you don't have
that.
To stand up and pop the balloons. Other people can do that. So
okay.
It's
well,
okay.
You know, just no drum lines this year. That was my one request.
I think that the other thing with the industry that I've noticed, and we do this, we're willing to help others who are new to the business, and the industry gets stronger when we collaborate. And we kind of push out those people who are not good for the industry. And if they're not willing to put in the effort and get credentialed and learn and grow, they're not going to be good for the industry. So we're always there helping the new folks like you're talking about, but even brokers who are experienced but may be looking for some tips on how to get better.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I would say over the last 5 to 7 years, the industry has really kind of cleaned up mm-hmm. and, you know, kind of self-policed some of the bad actors out that were doing, you know, I guess unethical is a pretty strong way of putting it, but unethical of, you know, just the way that they would value businesses and tons
right.
of seller financing because they knew that the business was
overpriced
and, you know, the... Yeah, take any listing that you mm-hmm. can get. Tell them what they want to hear. Just
right.
get them to sign the listing agreement, and you know, promise them the world, and then you know, deliver if you can. But you know, it's really just all about getting the listing
and getting
tons of buyers.
And,
yeah.
and I think those folks tend to not last too long. But while they're in the market, they don't help us with reputation.
Yeah.
So it is about trying to keep the industry, you know, all above board and very professional, which we obviously are. So
yeah.
we want to keep that going.
Well, I shared my favorite / least favorite IBBA conference story. Do you have a favorite memory or story from the years that you've attended that you would care to share?
Well,
that, and you know, keep in mind this is your podcast, your brand.
Oh,
so whatever you share, I'm gonna just assume that, you know, hey, that one's shareable. That
okay,
one's
okay. Well,
so I'm not
I'll tell you something that was probably my least favorite, and this was early on when we went. You know, there would be several of us going, and three guys might share a hotel room. Not doing that anymore. That was the worst. Now, we saved money by doing that. We made it through the weekend, but my earplugs were not big enough, strong enough. I've decided to not share rooms with anybody anymore.
They didn't have the noise canceling AirPods that
maybe the technology's improved, but still it just doesn't work. And sharing a bed with another broker is just not comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Well,
anymore.
So like, you know, it is funny that you mentioned the accommodations. The first one that I attended, I was maybe a block and a half. I stayed a block and a half off of the conference center because I think all in, you know, and I mean, you're new. You haven't really made money. You haven't really, you know, established yourself.
Sure.
And I want to say it was maybe a $500 difference
mm-hmm.
of, well, I can stay over here and get
sure.
this room over here for $500 less. And so at the time, it was kind of like, hey,
well, yeah,
you know,
sure.
that's a big thing. But what I learned was that, first of all, I was carrying all my stuff the entire time. So, you know, you've got all your all your stuff.
You're taking all your swag with you too, yeah, every day.
Well, and then like if you wanted to, you know, like if you wanted to go back to your room, let's mm-hmm. say you had an hour break and you wanted to go back to your room. Okay, it was a 10-minute walk back. You barely sat down and then 10 minutes back. Whereas, you know, the past few, I stayed on property. And what that's allowed for is, okay, if I need, you know, you got a 15-minute break and you want to run upstairs and, you know, check mm-hmm. an email or mm-hmm. respond to something or, you know, do whatever, you know, that was an opportunity.
Right.
But the convenience of being on, and then the other thing that I missed out on those years were just kind of, again, the socialization part of it.
Yeah, the networking part is important with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, just the fact that it's like, okay, do I really want to walk back to my hotel and, you know, okay, I got to be back over here in half an hour to network and then I got to walk back here.
The networking this year is going to be a lot of fun because we're close to Whiskey Row. So we've got all those distilleries in Louisville that are going to be super cool. We may not have time to take tours, but you can go and sample all these different distilleries, have, you know, restaurants with them and that kind of thing too. So it'll be fun.
I wasn't familiar with that. I'm glad to know that information is now in my brain. Well, let's get out of here. When we come back with our next episode, we'll have attended the IBBA conference and, you know, may have some new tips and tricks to share, or we may just have some new, we may have some horror stories that we could steal from others. That's always
right. Sure. Like we love horror stories.
We love stealing other people's horror stories.
Actually, I think we've got them.
You know, we don't really need to steal anybody else's.
We have
like
plenty.
We just, yeah. So this was, we were talking all the horror stories that happened this week, and it's like, you know what? Let's not do a horror story episode. Let's do a. So, well, in the meantime, we're going to encourage you to go out to our website, kcapex.com. That's the place you need to go to find everything, including blogs on buying and selling a business, our current listings, how to get in touch with any of the brokers here, our podcasts, the listings that we've got going. So everything that you need to know, it's out there. So if you're looking at buying or selling a business, we got you, fam.